need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to NatureBacked Podcast, where we are speaking with investors and entrepreneurs about the green future. My name is Tarmo Virki, and today my guest is Len Blonde from NanoGas Technologies. Enjoy the show. Tell us what you're doing.
My company's NanoGas Environmental. We clean and energize water with tiny bubbles.
So like bubbly drinks?
Well, you can imagine it that way, but we're in three markets. Three huge markets where we deliver a lot of value for our customers. One is cleaning up toxic algae and sludge in sewage lagoons. Another one is cleaning up oil industry wastewater. And the third one is getting more oil out of oil wells without using any chemicals or having to do any drilling or anything like that.
Wow. So how far are you with that, with the company? Is it just technology, or, you know, is it in progress, you know, use in dozens of countries and making millions of dollars already?
Well, that's the plan. Right now, we've proven it commercially. We've got, you know, we have lifetime revenue about $550,000. In each one of those three markets, we selected them because they're proven. We've gone to a sewage lagoon in West Texas. It was full of algae and sludge. They were probably releasing water that was could be toxic, and we treated it. Within the first 4 days, the algae disappeared, and over time the sludge disappeared. We consumed 95% of the sludge, and they were looking at spending $1 million to dredge the lagoon for a 300 home community. So we saved them 80 to 85% of what they were going to spend, which was great. In the oil industry wastewater, what happens is they spend millions of dollars building a facility to separate the oil and the water, use chemicals to clean the water, and then shove that water back down into the ground where it didn't come from before. Those are called saltwater disposal wells. And those are causing earthquakes. And so that's, you know, that's a big deal. Plus, that water could be reused by the oil industry instead of fresh water. So we help with that. And then on the, we've proven that we can do that in the field. We separated oil and water. We enable them to make more, to collect more oil out of that water. And we cleaned it up to the point where it was reusable. Then on oil wells, we've treated four different wells. They each came back over 200% of their prior production, and they decline over time, but they make money for the owner. And we do that by just putting nitrogen into the water, so it's all natural.
Mm. What's the backstory? How did you come up with the invention?
Well, I started, I had a business concept equity group. We prepare entrepreneurs for investment. We provide strategic and financial advisory services. I'm always approached with interesting companies. I particularly like those with advanced materials and making real changes in the world. But we see everything, software as a service, cryptocurrency, everything. And we help them prepare their message and get it out to the world. So one company approached us with a technology that was for, you know, cleaning wastewater with this technology. And we said, wow, this is really interesting. You know, I really like it. Let's see if we could get involved. We went to meet with them. We had a great conversation. We said, oh, you know, maybe we could market for you. And then they said the technology came out of Wayne State University in the Detroit area. And I knew somebody at the incubator there. So I contacted them and they said, that company doesn't own the technology. So we went on a journey to find the owner. And then eventually we found somebody who had developed a much better new version of the technology. And that's what we built our company on.
Was that a long time ago or just recently?
That was 10 years ago. Okay. So that's given us time to develop great patents. We've received about 21 patents, but we've kept 10 of them now that we understand where the best countries are to have. And we've got another 15 patents filed.
Wow, that's quite a lot for an early stage company.
Yes. And we've got patents on our technology that, you know, covers how do we make our nanobubbles so that the machine doesn't get clogged up. If you were using a membrane, which is common, and you're treating dirty water like sewage water, like oil industry wastewater, it's going to get clogged up. It might work the first time or the second time, and suddenly it'll stop working as well. And you wonder, well, what happened? You could spend all your time trying to clean the membranes. Or our technology, we can take even sand and grit into our system, and it will work just fine, and we don't clog up. So that's one aspect. And then another one that we're really proud of is that we were able to secure a patent on using nanobubbles in an oil well to recover oil.
That sounds quite astonishing. Looking forward, what are the next milestones for the company?
Well, we're heading out right now to West Texas. And we're going to show the owner of an oil field with 4,500 wells how well it's going to work for them. Right now, they're giving away, they estimate, we don't know for sure, they don't know for sure, but they're testing and they'll find out. They think they might be giving away 10% of their oil production, actually paying somebody to take away their dirty water, which is 10% of their oil production, will enable them to get all that water. At the same time, we are expanding our distributor network, which is something we really want to do. And the distributors, we've got distributors lined up for the shallow lagoons and ponds to clean up the algae and sludge. And one of them has identified a community with a real need. They have 2,000 homes. They're looking at spending $3 million to clean up their lagoon that's full of sludge. You know, we've quoted them, we've given them a quote for, 20% of it.
Is that all in the U.S. or are you operating, much more widely?
It's all in the U.S. right now. We want to, you know, we're right there on the edge of having all the data and the reports and the papers and everything. And so we're, you know, there's plenty of need in the U.S. and around the world for this. I mean, everywhere. So we're focused on the U.S. Our approach to going international is that it's a new market. We'd need to raise more money to enter that market and do it properly. And so anybody that comes to us with international opportunities, we're saying, well, you know, we need funding along with that, either the funding from licensing or a JV or investment into our company, so we can go to that country and have the right partnership and do it right and set up all the international framework that's needed.
Is there any kind of, what's the competition? Is there other nanogas technology companies or?
So there are other nanobubble companies. Again, the most prevalent ones use membranes. Some use cavitation. Cavitation is where you split the water molecules apart in order, it creates heat and it creates, it creates oxygen. The cavitation companies are expensive to operate. They have high electricity costs, and plus they require a lot of maintenance because they use metals to make that happen. The membranes get clogged up like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Now, we view our real competition for the markets we've selected with this dirty water to be existing methods, disposing water in a saltwater disposal well and causing earthquakes in the oil industry, dredging to clean up your sewage lagoon in the wastewater treatment. Now, if you've got a deep pond and wastewater treatment plants have built deep ditches, and what those enable them to do is they can bubble small bubbles through that, and small bubbles rise. But it gives them some time to absorb the oxygen in those small bubbles when they're really deep. So specifically we think we can make a difference there, but we're starting with shallow lagoons where those bubbles would rise too fast and they wouldn't work at all.
And the next funding round will be when?
We're raising $3.5 million right now for 17.5% of the company. We think we'll need that round and maybe one more once we turn. We think that'll get us profitable. And then once we turn profitable, we'll raise another round because we understand how these nanobubbles work. And we think the market doesn't understand this yet. And so it's very important for us to offer a service instead of selling equipment. I can't tell you how many times I got, oh, you know, I just want a nanobubbler that will do, you know, 50 gallons a minute. Well, you know, I could sell you a hose and that will have some nanobubbles in it and that could do 50 gallons a minute. How about that? So they really need an entire solution. We provide the entire solution. We lease or rent that to the customer.
So the kind of teaching the clientele is the big opportunity in a way going forward.
Yeah, teaching the clientele, running it for them so they don't have to worry about it, making sure it's right, making sure everything's monitored. Running it, collecting the data so that we can eventually use that for predictive maintenance and for figuring out how to be even more efficient and how these systems run.
Absolutely. Thanks, Len, for this chat, and good luck going forward.
Oh, thank you so much.
Electric acid. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over 4 decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Have you ever wondered what actually happens in Congress every day? Stay informed on Capitol Hill's daily happenings with a concise, factual summary of the Senate and House of Representatives' activities from the previous session, free from bias, on the Congressional Record Daily Digest podcast. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and discover the process from the heart of U.S. politics. The Congressional Record Daily Digest, an Electricast production. Electricast.